Imagine being a slave at the beginning of the Civil War, only later to have an opportunity to join the Union Army and fight back at those who enslaved you. It is here that former slaves join men from the Union to wage war in some of the most difficult terrain of the Civil War. The story of those who made that stand is this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. As Jim Ogden, historian at Chickamauga and Chattanooga National Military Park, will tell you, this was the site of some of the bloodiest fighting in the Civil War.
The terrain here is one of the deciding and also unique features of this campaign. It does take place in this very mountainous terrain. The mountains in this area rise 12 to 1,400 feet. In many ways, the walls of the mountains are like giant walls with very few doors in them.
The Battle of Chickamauga is often cited as the bloodiest two-day conflict of the war. On September 19th and 20th, 1863, there were about 34,000 casualties here. During 1863, Chattanooga's population fluctuated as both sides captured and recaptured territory. One group here were former slaves, men who were ready to volunteer for the Union Army.
This campaign occurs at a time when the United States Army is beginning to organize African Americans as soldiers. And in early 1864, in Chattanooga, several more regiments will be organized, and they will include some former slaves from this area.
One of those men was Hubbard Pryor, a former slave who joined the Union Army. Most of these men first provided labor and guard duty, but in the fall of 1864, they got a taste of battle.
Over 700 will be captured down at Dalton, Georgia, about 30 miles below Chattanooga, and many of them will be returned to slavery by the Confederates. Some will be executed, and Hubbard Pryor was one of those captured.
It was the fighting in the hills around Chattanooga that proved to be one of the most decisive engagements of the conflict. Today, the sites are a national military park, commemorating the struggle for the gateway to the South. Traveling the countryside in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.